Welcome to the Plan Your Central Florida Wedding Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Schmidt, editor of Greater Orlando's top wedding publication, Orange Blossom Bride. I'm sure when you said yes, you had no idea you were jumping on this roller coaster that is wedding planning. The goal of this podcast is to help make the wedding planning process less stressful and a lot more fun. We'll provide you with great tips and ideas, along with expert advice from some of the area's top wedding pros. So let's get started planning your Central Florida wedding. Welcome to the podcast. Today on this episode, we are going to be talking about what to include in your wedding website. Now, when you begin wedding planning, it's really important to have some type of organization. And it's kind of physically impossible to include everybody that is going to your wedding into the process. So you can always include them virtually. And that's the reason why a wedding website is a really good idea. So having a wedding website gives you the chance to have a little piece of the internet devoted to your wedding that you can share with your guests throughout the process. And keeping them in the loop is now easier than ever. And there are definitely a certain things that you want to include in your website so everybody has all the information that they need. This should probably go without saying, but I'm going to say it anyway. It's don't forget the basics on your site. So make sure your names are on there, the wedding date, time, location. Also be sure to include the contact number and the email that you want to use. So we always suggest having a separate wedding email because, you know, everyday life, we all get tons of emails and you don't want to miss maybe an RSVP or something that has to do with your wedding. So it's a smart idea to create a separate wedding account. This allows you to keep all your wedding related information together and organized. The next thing you want to make sure you have on your website is your story. So although guests may know the Cliff Notes version of where and when you met and how you got engaged, they may not know the whole story. So this is a chance for you to tell it. So you can tell about how you met, where you had your first date, all the details of the proposal, all the good stuff. So then a lot of couples decide to include their story in their wedding day. And if they've read it on your website and they go to your wedding, it's going to all make sense because they know the backstory to those special details. Along with telling your story, you want to include a photo gallery. So as you're telling your story, depending on the way the website that you select is set up, you can even interject photos into different parts, add different photos of things you've done through the years, all those special details to share with your guests. Along with photos, you want to tell a little bit about your wedding party and add pictures of them as well. So in this section, you can put down how you know that person. You know, maybe it's your brother or your sister, maybe it's a cousin, maybe it's your best friend. And you can maybe tell a little bit of, you know, why you asked that person to be in your wedding, how much they mean to you. And that's special for them to know that as well. Another really important section on your wedding website is letting guests know how and when to RSVP, and making it easy for them to do so is very important. So online RSVPs are quick and easy for guests to tell you if they're going to be there or not, but not all guests use the internet. So if you have older generation that is coming to your wedding, they may prefer to do a mail version. So also have that available as well. The next section that you should have on your wedding website, especially for those who are getting married in Central Florida, is travel info. This section is really important for out-of-town guests, and because we're in a travel destination, there's a good chance you're going to have a lot of guests. If you have family from out-of-town or friends from out-of-town that are going to make their trip to your wedding kind of an excuse to have a vacation. This section is really important because it makes sure to list all the information that would be needed to make their travel decisions as smooth as possible. So, for instance, if you have your venue location listed, maybe they're wondering which airport to go through. So, would it be easier if they're going to stay around the area you're having your wedding? Would it be easier to maybe fly in at Sanford Airport or the main Orlando Airport? Hotel accommodations. So we obviously have a ton of hotels in the greater Orlando area. However, you want to give your guests different suggestions that would be the closest to all your wedding festivities. And make sure when you do that, if you secure room blocks, that you do so at different price points. So it gives your guests different options of where they can stay. If you do secure room blocks, add that in there as well, because a lot of times with room blocks, since you are reserving so many of them, they will get special discounts for mentioning that they are part of your wedding. So list any codes or anything like that in that section for hotel accommodations. Another important thing to note, and this is really important for those who are from out of town and are coming to your wedding, Orlando is very spread out. So the greater Orlando area is pretty large. So because of this, the transit that we have, the public transit, isn't as great as you would have in, let's say, New York City, where you could basically get around by subway or a Uber. So if your guests didn't rent a car, Uber or Lyft is definitely going to be their best bet. Also, it's very important to make sure you note the traffic to your guests. If you're having a wedding in a high traffic area like downtown Orlando, or let's be honest, anywhere that I-4 passes through, just give them a heads up because things may take longer than they are used to. And also when you're doing your wedding timeline, kind of put that in account. If your ceremony and your reception are not at the same venue, it may take your guests a little bit longer to get places. So make note of that as well. And the fun part is because so many people are coming here to make a vacation out of your wedding, which is awesome that they can have that opportunity to do so. Maybe give them some suggestions for what to do around town. So we're a tourist town. There is so much stuff to do. So whether you say, oh, you know, go to Disney or Universal, maybe go to the beaches. But just like within any city, it's the locals who know the best spots. So also share your favorite local spots that they can visit so they're not always in those tourist areas as well. If you have decided to have a registry, your wedding website is a great place to put your registry information. Having them on your website gives your guests easy access when they want to look for a gift for you. And the last thing I want to add about having your wedding website would be to include your frequently asked questions. So every wedding is different. Therefore, every wedding has different quote unquote rules to follow. Having them listed on your website is the quickest way to make sure that your guests are all on the same page before your wedding day. Here are some of the frequently asked questions that you may want to include. What's the dress code? Is it cocktail attire? Is it black tie? Is it casual? What is your wedding dress code? That's a huge one for people. They want to know what type of wedding they're going to so they can prepare accordingly. Are children invited? This is also a really big one. You know, there are services that they offer. We have one in particular, Toodles Event Sitting, that offers babysitting services for your guests. So this kind of helps solve that issue. But if you would prefer not to have children, please let your guests know that ahead of time. So if they need to make accommodations for babysitters on their own, they can do so. Where to park at the venue? Is it an outdoor or an indoor venue? That may determine their attire. So make sure you include that. Can they bring a plus one? Is there a wedding hashtag? All these are just suggestions of frequently asked questions that you should be answering on your website. So you kind of give them the vibe that your wedding is going to be. Are you going to have an unplugged ceremony is also a really good one. So they can be prepared for that. So these are just some of our must-haves on your wedding website to make sure that everybody's in the loop and your wedding day goes as smoothly as possible. So if you're looking for more tips, you can head on over to the blog. Until next time, happy planning. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Plan Your Central Florida Wedding Podcast. For more Orlando wedding inspiration and tips, head on over to orangeblossombride.com. And if you're looking for amazing wedding pros to help bring your wedding day together, make sure to check out our wedding vendor directory. Until next time, happy planning.